She's the media maven with her finger on the pulse of the heartbeat of Chicago. If it's happening in the Windy City, she's got you covered. Now here's the lady that puts the fun in fundraising, Candid Candace Jordan.
Well, welcome everyone to Black Friday. John St. Augustine here, my friend, producer, know-it-all and do-it-all man. So do you have your running shoes on, ready for shopping today,
I don't
John?
Get into any of that stuff.
Do you know that my cousins used to, God bless their hearts, I just lost one of them, but they used to, every Black Friday, they would get up at 4 a.m., every Black Friday, and go out, and they go to all the stores together, and I'm sure that this, my cousin that is the remaining cousin, is sure missing those times today, but they had a tradition, and boy, they never deviated from it. It was every Black Friday.
It takes a much heartier soul than me to go out and do that.
Oh, you and me both. I don't care if they were giving things away, I wouldn't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I do enjoy the videos, you know, after, I don't know what, 25,000 years on the earth, and then you see those videos of people at 5 a.m. trampling each other to get a flat screen. Yeah, I can see it.
Well, I can relate to the flat screen part of it, because they really do discount those televisions.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, makes you wonder, doesn't it, what they're paying for the rest of the year?
Oh, well, for sure. Let's. Right. How about clothing? We won't even get into that. All those designer clothes, it costs $1, and they charge $3,000. So anyway, all right, now I'm worked myself into a little snit. The first thing that I want to mention before I forget it, because it's really fun, and everybody is invited. Everybody's invited. It's free. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas every year throws a holiday party, and she throws it at her her office at where is it? I don't know. All right. I don't know. I have to find it. But anyway, so she has it at her office on Clark Street. And all you have to do is RSVP or call. And so I want to give everybody this phone number. And it's 312-603-6931. And it's on Friday, December 1st from 5 to 6:30. I'm going to give the number again. It's 312-603-6931. And I am telling you, John, you know how much fun she is. Can you imagine what kind of Christmas party she throws? First of all, she plays the piano. She sings. She's got over 100 trees from around the world all decorated and put up.
Really?
And this year, it is really so cool. And she's got homemade cookies and all kinds of treats and coffees and, you know, whatever your heart desires. And this year, she's got her new 2024 calendar that will be there. She's going to give those away. So, I mean, it's going to be a ball. I'll be there, and I hope people can come.
That's at 118 North Clark Street, by the way.
Thank you, John. Yeah, well, I knew I had it somewhere in my notes, but not right in front of me.
So tell me about this calendar. Is this the one where she has a different jacket every month?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And in the past, it was like multi-pages, but this year it's all on one page, so it's easy to take home, easy to pin up. And she's such a do-gooder, and I just really love her. And I can't wait for the party because, she sings, she plays a piano. There's nothing this woman can't do. It's amazing.
Do you ever think that, I know that she's probably on her other side of things with political aspirations, but wouldn't she be a great mayor?
I have told her, I bet every single minute of her life, and she's sick of it. She's sick of it hearing me tell her that, and all of her friends tell her that, and... she would be an incredible mayor. Everybody loves her. Every neighborhood. I mean, and she contributes to every neighborhood. And yes, she would be for sure. But speaking of mayors, you know, I ran into Mayor Brandon Johnson at Chris Kendall Market.
Did you?
Yeah, and he was. It was really kind of cute. It was the opening night. It's called "Twas the Night Before Chris Kendall Market." It's an opening. It's an opening preview party that's private. It's for press and, you know, friends of the market and things like that. And he came in with his entourage and went right to the Bob's hot chocolate booth. Mm-hmm. And, all this, you know, cameras and everybody else and him taking some of the hot chocolate with the homemade whipped cream on top.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, that's so great. And then I looked up and the guy's from Stickney, Illinois. He's not even German.
Oh, geez, is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, of all the booths to take him to, they took him to the, I guess that makes sense. So he's in Illinois, is it? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was really sweet, and then he went into the Timber House and greeted a lot of people and took photos with them, and he took a picture with me. And, I mean, he's a very charismatic man. I don't know if he knows about, you know, being mayor and all that, but I think he's a nice guy for sure.
I don't think that anybody, and this is just my opinion, I don't live in the city anymore, so I can pretty much say whatever the F I want, right? I don't think anybody can actually become mayor unless they're elected twice. I don't think you can get the lay of the land in 4 years.
I agree.
Right, you're in, and in 2 years you're running for office again, and all that goes along with it.
Right, I do agree with you about that. Yeah, I think you need to learn the ropes. What did you do for Thanksgiving, John?
I stuffed myself like a tick on a bloodhound's ear. I mean, you know, I was kind of working up to it, you know?
Yeah, what do you mean working up to it?
Well, I didn't eat for 3 days beforehand, so I could just, you know.
Oh, you're kidding.
I was doing like this intermittent fast. No, seriously, intermittent fasting, you know?
Really? So where did you go and what did you eat? What kind of food?
Well, so I went to my highly significant other's sister's place, and they had a deep fried turkey there. No, I'm sorry.
Now you've made me jealous.
Hold on. Smoked turkey. There's a difference. Not deep fried. It was smoked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're both good. Yeah, it was smoked. I've had deep fried turkey. Unbelievable.
Nothing like it. There is nothing telling you. Like it. Every, you know, there was a guy in the suburbs that used an old guy, and he fried turkeys. And I saw an ad somewhere in some little bitty paper, and he said, you know, if you want a fried turkey. And I said to Chuck, I said, God, I've never had a fried turkey. Let's order one. So we ordered one, and he was so sweet. He came down and delivered. He was all shrunken up. He's like, had to look like he was 100. And so, and it was the best thing I'd ever put in my mouth. I mean, it was unbelievable. So then the next year, I ordered another one, and he brought it down. And then I called the third year, and his wife had passed away, and so he'd stopped frying the turkey. So that will probably be the end of my fried turkey. But I am telling you, I've never had anything like it. And, you know, we don't like turkey anyway. So, I mean, we had ham, honey-baked ham for Thanksgiving because neither one of us care for turkey. But that I would have a fried turkey in a heartbeat.
Well, when I lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I was there 20 years. Turkeys in abundance. So turkey season, you get real turkeys that not off a farm somewhere. So we'd go turkey hunting and like that. And I had this beautiful home on Garth Point, 3 acres on the water.
Wow.
And every night, like clockwork in the fall, about, I don't know, 18, 20 turkeys would come right down my driveway, walk into the backyard and nest in the trees overnight. And then the next morning, they're going to work. And then they'd come down and off they went to the factory all day. But yeah, so the turkeys I had were literally from the forest. They were just unbelievable.
What's the difference between a wild turkey and a farm-raised turkey?
About 100 proof.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Wild turkey is a whiskey
better?
To me, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Can we try it again? And you laugh?
Yeah.
No, okay. So go ahead and ask me again.
Erase that part. Let's start over.
No, I mean, I think that it's just a different, they're eating off the land, right? So it's nature. They're not being fed stuff to grow to, you know, fattened up. They're a little leaner. They're not as bulky, obviously. But they were sure good, and they gave their life for a good cause, which was my dinner.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Oh, my God. That sounds so idyllic. Why did you ever leave a place like that?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. None can be discussed on this podcast.
I understand. Well,
yes.
All right, moving along. All right, erase that part, too, then. Well, let's see. So, you know, I'll tell you what else we had. So we went to the Honey Bake store, and you know they've got 4,000 sides that you can order.
Oh,
so I ordered all of them for two people. And each box feeds about 18. So you can imagine the food we've got in our refrigerator. But I love their green bean casserole.
Oh.
Their cornbread stuffing is to kill yourself over.
Oh.
And so we got that. And, you know, quite frankly, the ham was a little overcooked this year, but it didn't detract us from enjoying it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's all we did. Oh, and then you know what? We had some friends. I'm telling you, we are so lucky and so blessed with the friends we have. We had three deliveries. We had a pumpkin pie delivered. We had one delivery had a cranberry pear something pie and an apple pie with two things of ice cream delivered. And then the other
was
an Eli's. No, and then my friends from Eli's Cheesecake delivered an incredible cheesecake. So you can come on over, John. We got enough to feed an army. But it was a really delightful, and I put our tree up yesterday.
I saw that. I off the air, we were playing a little Christmas music coming in. And I know you, if you were allowed, and you probably could be, if you got Chuck into a corner and, you know, duct tape him, he'd let you do Christmas every day.
He would. He's already told me if I wanted to keep the tree up all year round, I can.
Oh, there you go.
He's the most incredible guy. I thought that's a bridge too far, but anyway, I appreciated him offering it. I mean, I do keep it up probably longer than the average bear, but it just brings such joy. I mean, and it makes the house twinkle, and it's like a little fairyland, and I love it. So that's
well. Listen, I got to tell you, and I don't know all the sources. I just hear bits and pieces over time, and somebody asked me just a couple days ago about, you know, your podcast, and I just mentioned what we do together and that kind of thing, and they knew who you were from your days at the Tribune and everything else, and they were like, she's just a shining light, she's just this bundle of joy, and I'm like, yeah, that's her. Bundle of joy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you don't see me when I'm upset and angry and throwing things around the house.
That's when I turn off the recording device.
No, very seldom do I get. I'm very lucky. I've got a good feeling for life. And my parents, I told you this a million times, instilled the love of life into me. I mean, they were fun-loving, and I never, you know, I mean, they argued amongst themselves, which is obviously why they got divorced. But boy, mm-hmm. Nothing but joy when I was growing up. I had a very idyllic childhood. So, yeah.
For people that haven't had that, and I mine was up and down. I don't know how idyllic it was. There were times it was Mayberry, even though we were in Chicago.
Right.
And other times it was all in the family. But I think you bounce back and forth between the two. But I always felt, you know, that you're supposed, at least I felt, I was supposed to extend myself past how my life was back then, mm-hmm. and find the joy because of those times I didn't. And I think that's been a trademark. Every show I've done, every book I've written, every talk I do, at its core has to, as a reminder about being alive, the incredible opportunity we have, whether you spend your face shoved in a phone, mm-hmm. which, you know, kind of diminishes it, I think, or you're out in nature waiting for a wild turkey dinner. I think somewhere in between those two, you know, we have to find the joy in the things that make us happy, because tomorrow is promised to none of us.
No. And, you know, if you can do both of those things, you'll have the best of both worlds.
There you go.
And one of the things that I think that makes such a massive difference, and it's so obvious, is if you felt loved as a child, that's what will get you through everything. If you felt love as a child, it gives you confidence. It gives you, you know, a mm-hmm. sense of worth. And that's what I think is so wrong today. I mean, these kids, some of them grow up without any parents at all. So therefore, there's no love, obviously. And I think that's a problem in the world now. I mean, you know, it sounds trite and simple, but it's the truth. I mean, every kid and every animal, everybody needs to feel love. Look at all those videos you see. And you think that these turkeys or these chickens that don't have any feelings, and you see them running towards their owners with your wings spread, you know, trying to get a hug. I mean, down to the most basic animal. I saw a video yesterday of a guy with this great big massive lizard. I mean, one of the ugliest things you've ever
seen.
A lizard. And he sat on the kitchen floor, and the lizard was racing to get crawl up into his lap and get a pet.
Interesting.
It was, I mean, every little living thing needs love, so.
You know, I have this cat that lives in our yard. Mm-hmm. I don't talk about it much, but he looks like Mo from the Three Stooges. So I call him Mo. He's been around for a couple of years, and, you know, it started, he'd be at the far end of the yard and looking kind of scrawny, and you can kind of tell an outside cat versus someone who's got an inside cat that's out. This was an outside cat. And I grew up with a lot of cats, so I'm not a huge fan. We get along, but begrudgingly. So over time, you know, I kind of thought, this cat didn't ask to be put out here like this.
No.
You know, and so over time, I fed him a little here and there, water. Now he's got his own little tracks in the grass where he comes and goes. And I get within 3 feet of him. I'll put it down. We have a little chit-chat. He just looks at me like, where's the food at? You know, what's the deal? So it's interesting. It reminds me a little bit of Dr. Doolittle, right? Talking to the animals, spending time with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see a little heated playhouse for him coming pretty soon.
Oh, I've already had people tell you got to get the heated playhouse. I go, oh, gosh.
Well, yeah, you do. It's
maybe
coming, you know.
Yeah.
Come on now, John.
We'll see.
I love you, and I want you to do right by things.
Do right by Mo.
Do right by Mo. Well, let's see. So a lot of things have happened, actually. You know, we did the podcast last week, and I thought, gosh, I'm not going to have much to talk about, but when I went through my calendar, it's been a very busy week.
Yeah.
You know, Illuminate 900 was Thursday, November 16th at the 900 shops. They had 2,500 people show up there for this. It was a tree lighting ceremony. They had a 54-foot tree. They had Santa was there, the real elf. They had cookie decorating little classes for the kids. Obviously, photos with Santa and the cocktails and champagne for the adults with appetizers. I mean, it was really a fabulous. It was like only $10 if you wanted to.
Did you say 900 people? No, 900 shops.
2,500 at 900 shops.
Wow.
Yeah, well, let's just put it this way. They sold 2,500 tickets. Now,
sure.
But it felt like there was like a million people in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when the proceeds all went to Make-A-Wish Illinois, which was so incredible. And the little kids were there. And when Santa pulled the lever for the tree, the kids surrounded him from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wow.
And it was just, it was a true spirit of Christmas at that place. And you can mark your calendars because it's the same date every year. So people should sure put it on their list for 2024 because it's a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Listen, I got to say, I think sometimes I have this sense that the world's always kind of been a shit box. You know what I mean? I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
We just, and over, when you're a kid, you don't pay attention to it. You're just focused on what kind of toys under the tree. And over, as we get older, we connect with the bigger part of the world and we can get kind of jaded and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But the thought that you know, you were talking about having your Christmas tree up and doing those type of things and what happened at the 900 shops and all that.
Yeah.
That to me is like the offset to everything that's going on that we can't control. It may seem at times it's very commercialized, but all you got to do is find something like that. The kids lined up to pull the lever. Come on. I'm in on it.
You're totally, that is so true. And, you know, also yesterday I went down to Macy's because usually I get invited to their tree when they put their tree up. But I don't know if they had a ceremony this year because they have the tree up. And I, you know, I'm a traditionalist. I like, you know, the red and green. Those are my colors. And they had, the tree was pink. And I thought, I had seen a picture before and I thought, oh, I'm not going to like this. And I went down there and I'm telling you, it was glowing. It was the most beautiful tree. It was so different yet so perfect. And I mean, the room was packed, which I was thrilled to see all the people having lunch there, you know, with their families and things. And not yesterday, I went the day before, not Thanksgiving, obviously, but it's a beautiful, beautiful tree. And boy, if you haven't seen it, I suggest everybody go down there and take a look, take photos. I mean, you don't even have to eat there. You can just stand in front of the tree and take pictures. And, you know, it was just absolutely brilliant. Santa's there. You have to make an appointment, but he's there, you know, with the little kids. And it's just, they have all the decorations up. I mean, granted, now it's not like the Macy's of old, I will tell you right now. I mean, those olden days when they had those mechanical things in the windows and oh my God, that was unbelievable. But it's nice and they're still doing it. And so I give them credit. I mean, even an attempt at Christmas is enough for me. And it's beyond that. It's really beautiful. So, and today I was supposed to go out and do some Christmas shopping, but Chuck's not feeling so well. He's got a cold. And Penny's not feeling so well. So
Penny the pencil neck?
Penny the pencil neck is not feeling well either. I don't know if she's trying to copy her dad or what, but for sympathy. But anyway, so it's just me and now just you, John. So thanks for letting me talk to you.
Well, you know, I got to say, because I'm all about full disclosure.
Yeah.
Can I just give our full disclosure between us that yesterday on Thanksgiving, you texted me and want to know what time we're starting the podcast? And I thought to myself, one of two things. She hasn't had enough holiday cheer in her cup yet. Or she's so eager to start, she's a day early.
Well, see, eat both. They're true, actually. But, you know, I'm not one for having organizational skills. I'll tell you right now, right up front, and all my friends know that. I always show up at parties the day before completely dressed and ready to go. I did that at Marquesa. They had a holiday party last year, and I came a day early, all dressed up in my holiday outfit.
A day early.
Yeah, and wow. I said to the girl, I said, when I come back tomorrow in the same outfit, act like you have never seen me before. So I do. I don't know why. I'm a mess with organization.
Listen, but here's what I don't understand, if that's true, and I will say that it is because you made me believe it, that I don't know how you crank out your blog like you do. Listen, first of all, thanks for the mention of the Iron Man book.
Oh,
I really
absolutely
appreciate it.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Well, and I look at the amount of names and places and spaces and details. I'm thinking, I mean, I write a lot. I don't know how you can be not organized and pull all that off.
Well, I guess that's partly true, but
yeah.
I mean, for things that are, you know, when you have to go somewhere, I'm always, always there the day before or the day after. So just leave it.
Well, you're right on time
today.
Thank
you for that compliment. Sure. Listen, let's talk about, you know, because we've got to start thinking about now Christmas and what to get for your loved ones. And I thought, you know, when you said that Randy might be able to sign a copy of this book for Christmas, I thought, oh my God, if I were a baseball fan, a sports fan, this would be the perfect gift to give to someone. Tell me about that and how people can get one.
So thanks. And yeah, that's what we're doing. And we felt that this would be a unique thing. Now, some people said, well, the book should have come out in July so you could capitalize on the baseball season. And we got it out in September, so they were still playing ball. But as we found out that this is the perfect Christmas thing, it's $25 included shipping. And Randy will sign the book. I have some that are signed. They're not personalized. Mm-hmm. So there's autographed ones. We've done some of those, but we've had some personalized ones. We can do that as well. So it becomes a little bit of an assembly line. So people can find me on Facebook, obviously. Or my website is auroramediaproductions.com. And the book's there. You can link through and, you know, you can buy those. But the best way to get an autographed book personalized is just find me on Facebook and send me a Facebook message. And Zelle or Venmo, $25. We put all the names in there and I put a bunch of sticky notes on. We go out and have lunch and Randy and I sit down and he cranks them out one after the other. Mm-hmm. And I got a note yesterday from a guy who bought the book. Now this is before Christmas, but he bought it for a friend. And I got a text message on Thanksgiving and the guy sent a picture of the book and he's in Cayman Islands.
Oh, for goodness' sake.
And
sakes.
he says, I'm reading this book. It's the best thing I've ever read about baseball, the Cubs, and Hundley and that 69 team. And he's got the book there with a picture of the background of the ocean from the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when you know this, when you work on something for a long time and the book is so well received, people are coming out left and right. Every other day I'm getting reviews and things like that from people who just, you know, they can't put it down. And so as an author and as a writer and a guy, I put the thing together. And of course, for Randy telling his story, it's just been a great, great thing.
Oh, for sure. So you don't want to give your home phone number for people to call?
No, I'll give them yours and you can pass it along.
Okay. Well, it's a great idea and I loved it. And when you mentioned that you could get it autographed, I thought, my God, that's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect alone without any signature, but that really adds something.
Well, yeah, you know, you think about you talk about giving things to people that matter to them. So this is obviously a book that was written about not just the 1969 team, but his experience in baseball, which mm-hmm. is in a very unique journey that he's had, getting from a kid in Virginia to becoming one of the premier catchers in the 60s to the main guy on the Cubs in the 69 team. And then it would go on and create the thing called the Fantasy Camps, which is now like a whole market thing, and enterprise. And, you know, he did that for 38 years. So he's quite a guy. And his stories kind of harken back to a different time in baseball. And so for guys like me who are, you know, over a certain age and stuff, we remember those days. So, you know, I can imagine if I had a chance to get a book signed by this guy for Christmas for somebody, I think I'd get in on it.
Oh, for sure. And kids, too. I mean, kids love baseball. Sure. I mean, they'd be crazy about that underneath a Christmas
tree. So you can find me on Facebook, and it's easy to do. Yep.
Yep. And Aurora, how do you spell your website? A-U-R-O-R-A?
Yeah, A-U-R-O-R-A, mediaproductions.com.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, I love it. If I didn't have one, I'd get one. But
have one because you know the author.
Ha, ha, ha. you know, we went to the Paws Chicago Fur Bowl. I was talking about that before. And it was, the place was packed with the Gold Coast Room at the Drake Hotel. All these dogs and all these outfits, little top hats on, little furry, frizzy, you know, ballerina skirts. I mean, the dogs were just adorable, and the people were all in black tie. I mean, it was such an elegant night, and they raised lots and lots of money, obviously, for this. But I mean, and then afterwards, they have dancing in the ballroom, and I mean, it's just a really big, big event, and it was so much fun to go. And Sylvia Perez was a co-host along with Jake Hamilton, and they did a great job raising money for those dogs and for that organization. So that was a lot of fun. And I always told you that you should try to go to one of these. I'd like to see you in a tux, first of all.
I'm going to send you a picture. I've been in a tux.
Yeah.
I'm going to see.
Go on.
Yeah, I have. And I think the last time I was in a tux, when I was at Harpo, and I know you're familiar with the Gracie Awards in New York, so that's like for women and bra. This is serious.
Okay, you know,
So Gene Chatsky, who was the media maven, or money maven, I should say. You're the media maven. She was the money maven for NBC Today Show for a long time. She was one of the shows that I produced. And so myself and Catherine Murphy was my associate producer. Gene won the first Gracie Award ever given out to Oprah Radio. And they won about six over the years. So we were the first one. And we went to this event. And this is a great story. You're going to love this.
Oh, good.
So...
I'm listening.
So I had to rent a tuxedo, and I will send a picture over to you for evidence. We're sitting at dinner where, you know, you walk the red carpet. You know, the stuff you do every night. I'm not used to that. Mm-hmm. So they took pictures of us and the whole drill. And it was a very nice evening. And so I had to do a presentation. And somewhere I have a piece of paper with all these luminaries from New York media, mostly, that were doing the presentations. And they stick me in there, which is not good. But we do the whole presentation thing, and they take a break in the middle of the event, and it's a big deal. There's 1,000-1,500 people, black tie, the whole thing. And they have somebody, all of a sudden, while we're taking this break and we're all kind of eating, this young lady walks out on stage with a guitar, very plain looking, and she's the entertainment, you know, but nobody's really listening because you're eating and talking. She's plinking away. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, whose kid is this? I mean, how did they get this kid out here that's just very plain and got a guitar and we're only kind of half listening. It's a tough crowd, but there she is. It was Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my
Which
goodness.
Which I didn't realize till about a year later when she's on some show singing and talking, and she mentioned being at the Gracie Awards, and I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Whoa.
Nobody listened. I mean, I kind of turned around and looked like, well, that's really a tough gig. You know how that is. People are eating.
You're alone. And
certainly not the performer that she is now. So, you know, I find her journey just incredible, amazing, and fantastic. And I remember seeing her before she is who she is now.
Oh, my goodness. So her playing wasn't so good that you...
Well, you know what? There was no big stage... You know, when you look at what she does now, it's lights and all this backup dance. She was just sitting on a chair playing a guitar, singing some songs, and it was fine, but it sure like wasn't she's going to be the number one selling record artist ever. Oh. So none of that. But it was very interesting. And she's, you know, it wasn't good, it wasn't bad, it was just there. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing.
That is a great memory. No pictures, though, huh?
Nope. Only of me in a tux, and I'll send it.
Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to
that. I know you will.
That is awesome. Well, you know, there's a lot of things. We were talking about decorations in Chicago. And, you know, it seems like that everybody's tried harder to do things this year to make themselves happy, especially, you know, the hotels. I mean, Trump Hotel now has something called the North Pole event.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it a couple of days ago, and it benefited St. Jude. But they had reindeers there. In the hotel, they had, you know, Santa obviously was there. They've got an elevator that is called the Christmas elevator that is decorated on the inside with a fireplace and all this Christmas decor. You can't even imagine. I mean, people stand in line to get into this elevator, and the elevator just takes you one floor up to this, you know, the 16, you know, restaurant. But I am telling you, they've really gone overboard. They've got a gorgeous tree in the lobby. So if you have want to go somewhere for dinner that's, you know, festive, I would suggest try
ride that. The elevator.
It's fabulous. Yeah, and definitely ride the elevator. And you don't have to go to dinner to ride the elevator, so.
Can you just keep riding it as much as you want? Like, get in line.
I don't think they might notice you in there for too many rides, but it was fun. It was hard for people to get me out of it, though. I'll tell you that right now. I tried to barricade myself in there. I could live in that elevator. That's how cute it is. And, you know, also, the Randolph Street Market had their last market of the year this weekend, which was a holiday market. Loaded head to toe with Christmas stuff and vintage ornaments and vintage Christmas things. I was lost my mind there, so that was fun.
CJ, wasn't there a place you and I had in common that was like in LaGrange, Illinois?
Yes. And it,
right?
Yes, and they had all those plastic Santas out
there. Yes,
yes, and it, you know, that place has gone away now.
Yeah. It's harder to find that stuff.
People don't care about antique stuff anymore. They don't even care about antique furniture or paintings or anything. I mean... that's all I care about. So it was sad. I loved going there. And they did that for Easter, too, out there. It was so cute.
All the plastic stuff.
Oh, it was fabulous. And, you know, on December 7th through the 10th, the one-of-a-kind holiday show, speaking of holiday things, is going to be at the Mart. And they have over 500 artists. And I go every year to this. And it is the best place to buy Christmas presents because they're all super unique items, many handmade, but really high quality, food goods and clothing and holiday gifts. And it's something that you should not miss. December 7th through the 10th at the Mart, the one-of-a-kind holiday show. And I will be at that as well. So it's just
are you performing or just walking through?
Yeah, I'm going to be performing. I'll be performing with my wallet. and there was one other thing. I know I've got a lot to talk about. But anyway, December 11th, I do want to mention this. You know, I just started writing for a new magazine called Felix Magazine that I mentioned a couple podcasts ago. And they do such great work. The magazine itself raises funds for the Aparicio Foundation, which is a way to support high potential, low income kids in Chicago public schools. And December 11th at Joy District, they're going to have what they call Caviar and Compassion. It's like a charity dinner series. And it's with Chef Paul Verrant, who is an award winning chef, world renowned. DJ Madrid Perry is going to play. And it's going to be hosted by Meredith Marks, who is an incredible person, and she's going to have a new line of caviar, so it's something you wouldn't want to miss. And Caviar and Compassion, it's the Felix Magazine Charity Dinner Series. And as soon as I find where you can join in, I'll give you that information. Okay, well, that note is gone. But anyway... You could just Google Felix Magazine and find out that information.
When in doubt,
or,
Google it.
You know
it.
What you could do? You could Facebook John St.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what it is. Just give me a shout.
Anyway, it'll be fun. It's on my Facebook page, quite frankly. It's I have two Facebook pages, Candace Jordan and Candid Candace, and it's in both spots, so you can easily find the information.
Hey, can you, you probably already, hopefully you know this answer. Isn't there more than one location for the Kindle Mart? Isn't it?
Oh, yes. And thanks for saying that, because they have three locations. They have the Daly Plaza, which is the original market. They have one in Aurora, and they have one at Gallagher Way in Wrigleyville.
Oh, okay.
And the one at Daly Plaza goes until the 24th, Gallagher Way until the 31st December, and Aurora until December 24th. So, they are three markets. They're all different, and they are all spectacular. At the at the Aurora market, they have gas blowing.
You have the gas blowing, do they? Do they have gas blowing?
You have glass blowing. Oh, workshops. This is going sideways.
And, wait a minute. I'm just imagining people lining up for the gas blowing workshop.
Oh, that's a bad one. Okay. Anyway, they also have, and this is really super cute, a lantern parade for the little kids. Which, look at you. Oh, God. I'm with the Grinch here on my podcast. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Oh, and another event that's coming up that's going to be really, really good, that is the Wings Holiday Brunch. Wings is a nonprofit that's devoted to supporting men and women who suffer from domestic violence. I lost that note as well. No, here it is. It's December 12th, Sunday at the Four Seasons, and it's called the Sunday Wings Holiday Brunch. And I've been every year, and I've covered this for years and years and years. One of the cutest aspects of this event is that they have gingerbread house decorating. Now, what they do is they have these undecorated gingerbread houses, and they're all boxed up, and they put these little houses on like three different long tables, and with all the trimmings that these kids can pick out themselves to decorate the houses. And afterwards, they box them up, and the kids can take them home with them.
Oh,
and
that's great.
It's adorable. And you know, they have canine comfort dogs there too that the kids can pet and play with. They have balloon artists. They have an incredible brunch that only Four Seasons can do, I mean, because they're so fabulous. And then they have music by Ralph's World, which is a great little children's entertainment group. So you can find all the information at wingsprogram.com. But if you have kids and you want to celebrate the holidays with them, there's no better way to do it than this little event. So that's
What's your favorite or go-to sweets on during the holiday season? What is it that you want to sit down with, a cup of cocoa or something else?
All year round is peach pie.
Ooh,
all
good
year
call.
Round, peach pie. It's my favorite. It's, you know, Mary Johnson, who partially raised me when my mom and my dad both worked. She was such an amazing cook. She was from Little Rock, Arkansas. No, not Little Rock. She was from Tupelo, Mississippi. What am I talking about?
Wow.
Tupelo, Mississippi. So she cooked with that Southern style, and I'm telling you, she made the best peach pie. Well, she made the best everything, period. But, yeah, that's going to be my go-to every single time. What about you?
Well, during the holiday season, I've been hooked on these holiday jingle cookies that used to be out by Salerno, and they get harder and harder to find every year. Oh. And when you dip them in the milk, the little things come off, and it turns the milk different colors. So here I am at my size and my age, sitting in the corner, watching Alistair Sim doing the Christmas Carol, dipping cookies at midnight, you know? That's my thing.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That sounds perfect. Yeah. You know, so many of these sweets that you remember when you were little.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even find oatmeal cookies anymore by Archway. Yep.
Yeah, tough to find.
So many things go away, which maybe is all for the
best. But I did hoard a bunch of Halloween Oreo cookies. So, and you know, here's the thing, right? You talk about a marketing hook. They don't taste any different than the other ones.
Really?
Because they got orange in the middle. It's just coloring. They don't taste any different. But I bought six of them, six boxes. And I eat once, about every month, I have a few more. So Halloween for me extends 24/7.
I love it. Well, listen, we love to eat. I like that.
Speaking of that, I was thinking about you tonight. We were out at dinner about a week ago. Did you ever heard of this place or been to this place called El Che on Washington?
You know what? It looks fabulous and charming, and I have never been in it. We pass it all the time, and I've yet to go. How is it?
It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, this is a tough town to make a restaurant work in.
Yeah.
I think we learned about it on one of the food shows on TV.
Yeah.
Can't remember. And we're bone marrow people, so you get me the bone marrow when we get in. I feel like my Neanderthal cravings are taken care of. Bone marrow on garlic toast, I'm in.
Oh.
And it was fantastic.
Oh my God, that sounds good. Well, I'm glad you told me that because, yeah, we've been by it and we haven't stopped.
Give it a try.
Yeah, I will. You know, I told you before that Priscilla Presley's coming back to Chicago.
Yes.
And she's coming December 16th. And she's going to be at Teddy Kossoff's Salon out in the suburbs. And 10:30 to 5, the event will benefit Gigi's Playhouse, which they provide Down Syndrome Achievement Centers for kids. And it's great that she's coming back. She really loved Chicago. And, you know, and my friend Jimmy Place, who is really dear friends of hers. I mean, really, they're really good pals. And she's coming back for him. And so I will definitely be out there again to see her because I was so impressed with her before. And so anybody that wants to come, you can call Jimmy at 847-408-8200 for more information.
Please repeat that number.
847-408-8200, Jimmy Place, and he will handle all the details. I think the tickets are like $130, and you get a personalized photo with her, a meet and greet. He has a loaded goodie bag alone that's worth $300.
Wow.
So it should be a really fun event, but it'll be great just to see her. She's such
You two were kind of gushing on each other last time. It was great.
I loved it. And you know, her new movie's out that was made by, and it's getting rave reviews, and I'm excited. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, a lot going on in Chicago, and I really love it. Mm-hmm. A lot of good news. What's up on your calendar?
You know, now that the book stuff's done and we're just kind of in the fulfilling orders part of things, I kind of slide into the end of the year. This is kind of how it works for me, and I don't have a whole lot on my calendar, which is good. I have some parties to go to. I'm actually got to wear a suit to one of them. I got to put a tie on. So
well, that'll be hard.
It is. And it won't even be a clip-on, CJ. A real tie.
Oh, my God. You tie it yourself?
Absolutely. One of the I can still remember my dad going, you over and under and in and out and turn it and get it right. So so do that. And, you know, just kind of enjoying the rest of the season that's coming up. I cannot believe. I think once you get past 50, you don't get 12 months a year. You get like 7. Maybe 6.
I think so, too. It
so
seems
fast.
To go faster and faster. Right, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be writing some columns. I'm going to write about the furball. Lots of fun details there. I'm going to write about the True Blue event that I told you about that benefited and honored our men and women in blue, which was one of my favorite events called Helping Our Heroes. So you look for that in Cranes. And, and there's some things in Chicago Star Magazine. There's Chicago Star Media that I've written about. Things are really, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, and I hope everybody can follow along.
So do I.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you for talking to me on Black Friday. I know you're busy and just dying to get out there with your shopping bags, but thanks for taking the time to chat. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and I'm glad you had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody listening had a blessed, healthy, happy Thanksgiving with family and friends who seem like family. And thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Candid Candace signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Candace podcast. For more of what's going on in Chicago, go to CandidCandace.com.